We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, green-going viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor, in Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company, in Boyaca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Intacua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. And Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. And Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service, MNS, in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba, in Mongolia in Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV, in Iridanet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tinger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Supatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Dahun Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System, Channel 14 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Hultush on 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Dornohab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandelhab City, Channel 12 on Herold Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neo Strata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yongja Lua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Minchong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. And in Chai County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Daiyang Cable TV. In Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Toliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yunchan Township on Daikan Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Norway allocates $23 million for construction of a large wind turbine. In animal news, a loyal canine is honored in United Kingdom for saving lives. In veg news, a South Korean pharmaceutical organization promotes a weekly day to follow the plant-based diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 27, acclaimed Russian cellist, conductor and composer Mstislav Leopoldovich Rostropovich was born in 1927 in Baku, Azerbaijan. One of the most outstanding cellists of the 20th century, Mr. Rostropovich became well known internationally from his tours throughout Europe and the United States. He had graduated from the Moscow Conservatory in present-day Russia and later became a professor of cello at the highly respected Musical Education Institution. From 1977 to 1994, Mr. Rostropovich was musical director of the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C., USA, after which he returned to Russia. His many accolades include the Gold Medal of the Royal Philharmonic Society of London, United Kingdom, Honorary Knighthood of the British Empire, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom of the United States. May Mr. Mstislav Leopoldovich Rostropovich's heavenly music continue to enthrall and elevate appreciative listeners of all nations.
Fly-in news. Humanitarian group in Somalia receives relief donation from Supreme Master Qinghai. When massive downpours brought flash flooding to the Somali capital of Mogadishu in October 2009, thousands of persons already displaced by civil war found themselves in need of basic aid, including shelter from the rain and cold. Worsening the situation was continued regional conflict, which limited access to the area.
October 20th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $20,000 in aid, asking that it be donated to a charity organization that could go there to help the afflicted Somali people as she conveyed her deep sorrow and prayers for their well-being and soon restored peace. This amount could purchase $1.5 million in needed supplies bought in the United States based on Somalia's cost of living.
The donation was given to the U.S.-based humanitarian group TOSTAN, whose mission is to help African communities with skills training to sustainably improve their lives. The following excerpt expresses TOSTAN's appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's contribution from afar.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, on behalf of TOSTAN, I would like to take this occasion to convey our deepest appreciation for such an incredible gift, one which will help TOSTAN directly touch the lives of thousands in Somalia, Africa. Sincerely, Gannon Gillespie, Director of U.S. Operations, TOSTAN.
Director Gillespie and TOSTAN, our appreciation for your dedicated work to benefit the Somali people. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her deep concern and unconditional assistance for those most in need. With prayers for the Somalians' well-being, may our climate also be stabilized through humanity's concerted efforts to restore planetary balance.
Nigeria darkened by unseasonal dust storm. As a thick yellow dust covered the nation on Wednesday, March 24th, travel was halted and sunlight obscured across the entire southern city of Lagos. With flights canceled due to near-zero visibility, medical doctors warned of colds, flu, and asthma attacks, advising the public to stay indoors. Nigerian climatology professor Temi Ologunorisa stated that this late dust storm, or Harmattan, is due to global warming and that it indicates further encroachment of the Sahara Desert into the country's north. Meanwhile, farmers expressed concern for crops which rely on stable timing for planting. Our prayers for the protection of the Nigerian people during this untimely Harmattan. May this and other such unstable weather events subside with our kinder actions toward the earth and fellow beings.
Earthquakes rattled Dominican Republic, Haiti, Guatemala, Turkey, and the Philippines. In the early hours of Wednesday, March 24th, the Dominican Republic was jolted by two earthquakes measuring 3.1 and 3.2 on the Richter scale, with the first being felt in neighboring Haiti's northeastern town of Fort Liberté. Also that morning, Guatemala was shaken by a 4.7 magnitude quake centered 133 kilometers southwest of Guatemala City. The following day, a magnitude 5.0 tremor hit near the eastern Turkish city of Bingöl. Meanwhile, a strong 6.0 magnitude earthquake in the Philippines caused frightened workers in Manila to dash to the streets as buildings continued to shake following the tremor. Fortunately, no damage or injuries have been reported for any of the events thus far. We thank heaven for the safety of the people in all the quake-affected regions. May everyone hasten toward more thoughtful, eco-friendly lifestyles to alleviate potential dangers as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
A transfer of about 100 billion euros a year.
New United Kingdom law bans cluster munitions. On Thursday, March 25th, new legislation was approved by both Houses of Parliament and received royal assent from Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. The Cluster Munitions Prohibition Act bans the weaponry's use, production, and stockpiling. As a signatory nation to the International Cluster Munitions Ban Treaty launched in 2008, the United Kingdom may well be one of the next to ratify the worldwide accord as well. Prime Minister Gordon Brown stated, "We want nothing less than a full global ban on cluster munitions, with all countries signing up to the international convention. Our respectful accolades, Your Majesty, Your Excellency, and United Kingdom for your caring vote. We join in a heartfelt wish that all countries act similarly, bringing comfort and safety to citizens across the globe."
More loving huts welcomed in South Korea. The bustling industrial city of Ansan recently opened her second loving hut, the Sadong branch. Meanwhile, another loving hut locale was introduced in the agricultural city of Songju, known for its aromatic cinnamon harvest as well as other fruits such as pears and persimmons. Customers have been flocking to the vibrant Sadong and Songju loving huts to enjoy the delicious plant-based cuisine.
제가 채식인으로서 이곳 상주에 전문 채식 레스토랑이 탄생함으로써 앞으로 순수한 조미료를 틀지 않는 음식으로 들게 되어 모든 것이 말끔히 해결될 수 있을 것으로 보고 있습니다.
With these two new eateries, South Korea's loving hut locales now total over 20, and the digits keep climbing as the veg trend continues to flourish. The fast-growing family that comprises Loving Hut International has been encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of providing scrumptiously wholesome and easily accessible vegan fare to the public.
예, 그래서 저는 이 러빙어 자체가 상당히 그 가진 뜻이 너무나도 크다고 생각됩니다. 많은 사람들한테 제 사랑을 전해준다는 느낌을 가지고 좀 더 자신 있게 할 수 있습니다.
재밌고 건강하세요. Be Vegan for Great Data Planet.
Hats off, Loving Hut, on your joyful launches in South Korea. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her steadfast support of these sources of compassionate and eco-conscious plant-based meals. As more and more people awaken to the delectable and fun vegan lifestyle, may the world soon flourish in abundant harmony.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production:
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Two media members freed.
Hisham Bajrahil, editor of Al Ayam, one of the largest daily newspapers in southern Yemen, was released on March 24th following a three-month detainment. He was joined the next day by Mohammed Al-Makale, editor-in-chief of the Yemeni Socialist Party's website, alestaraki.net, who had been detained since September 2009. Both men were freed for humanitarian and health reasons. "We are very glad to know of the peaceful safety of Mr. Bajrahil and Mr. Al-Makale, wishing them both joyous reunions with loved ones and a rapid return to renewed health and vitality."
Save our planet. Seabed methane could spell climate disaster. In a new study published in the journal Science, a team of researchers from Russia, United States, and Sweden have found that thawing permafrost is causing 8 million tons of methane to be released from the seabed of the East Siberian Arctic Shelf each year. This alarming amount from just one location is equivalent to the total that had been previously estimated for all the world's oceans and causes concern that a tipping point may have already been reached.
Lead researcher, Dr. Natalia Shakova of the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the USA, noted that current average methane concentrations in the Arctic are already the highest in 400,000 years. Of equal concern is the fact that, averaged over a 20-year period, methane is 72 times more heat-trapping than CO2. However, these potentially vast permafrost methane emissions are not included in climate change prediction models.
Dr. Shakova and international colleagues, we are grateful for your sharing of such factually urgent observations. Let us act in accordance with their dire implications and move swiftly towards sustainable ways to save our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai has spoken with concern on several occasions about the risks of melting permafrost, as during a September 2009 video conference in South Korea.
"Since 2007, scientists have seen more and more evidence of methane from permafrost melt, with recent discoveries of pure methane gas bubbling up from the bottom of Arctic lakes in both northern Canada and Russia. This situation is so alarming that UN Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change Chairman Dr. Pachauri has referred to the potential for abrupt, irreversible climate change from the melting permafrost. This irreversible effect we want to avoid at all costs, especially since it may not be as far away as we would like to think. The more people who eliminate meat and indeed all animal products from their life, the more we have a chance to save the planet, and not only that, to actually restore our earthly home to her original grace and beauty, and even more so, more than what we have known, more beautiful, more abundant, more peace, more gladness than what we have known up to now. So please be a part of the solution and join in first by being vegan yourself and helping to spread this message as much as quickly as possible. You know, be veg, go green, save the planet."
For CNN and CBS, and I've hosted my own show on Court TV for 8 years, and I find that if you give people the facts and you're honest and straightforward, people really can deal with the facts.
Save Our Planet, award-winning TV legal expert, makes the case for vegan solution to climate change. As a longtime host for her own national live talk show on Court TV, Lisa Bloom now serves as a legal analyst for the major television networks CNN and CBS News. Admired for her insights, unbiased interviews, and direct manner of speech, Ms. Bloom appears daily as a legal expert or guest host on multiple television and radio programs, including The Dr. Phil Show, Larry King Live, Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell, and The Early Show. Ms. Bloom has also become as a champion of justice for the defenseless, such as children, and she is also a committed vegan and animal lover.
On March 23rd, she attended a book signing event for Gristle, which describes the harms of intensive livestock raising and is co-edited by multi-award-winning vegan musician Moby. Affirming her support of the book's message about the animal suffering caused by meat consumption, Ms. Bloom also articulated her firm stance on climate change and its largest cause, factory farming.
"I'm a lifelong vegetarian and I'm a vegan now, and there's no question that the number one contributor to climate change is livestock production. In fact, more than all of the cars, planes, trains, and boats in the world contributes to climate change. And climate change is the biggest threat to my children's generation. It's probably going to be the biggest humanitarian crisis in world history. So I think we all have a moral imperative to do whatever we can to stop it. And the quickest way to make an effect is to immediately start on a vegan diet. It also happens to be delicious and good for your health, so it's a win-win. But, you know, the methane gas that cows produce, which is a big contributor to climate change, will very quickly disappear from the atmosphere if we stop producing livestock, versus the CO2 stays in the atmosphere for a very long time. So it just makes sense on so many levels to stop eating meat, to stop eating any kind of dairy products or eggs from a climate change point of view, and also to reduce animal suffering, and also for human health.
Well said, Lisa Bloom. Our admiring salute and appreciation for your honesty, courage, and dedication in discussing this most important issue of our time. Through clear voices such as yours, may there soon be justice for all beings in a humane and loving world.
I'm Lisa Bloom from CNN. I'm a legal analyst on CNN and CBS News. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. Water levels in China's southwestern Bazi Dam fall to an historic low of less than 190 meters, paralyzing 90% of the hydropower stations in the already drought-stricken region.
Save our planet. Some 2,000 U.S. economists and climate scientists signed a letter urging the U.S. Senate to act quickly in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, saying that delays could bring irreversible consequences.
Save our planet. Meteorological records reveal that India's Jammu and Kashmir state has been facing erratic climate change induced weather patterns, with this year's early snowmelt raising concern for insufficient water later in the growing season.
Save our planet. On the occasion of World Water Day, the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies urges nations toward more action for the some 900 million people still in need of access to clean water.
I'm Marvel the Monkey, and I'm vegan. Today I'd like to share a household tip. To help your rechargeable batteries last longer, you can put them in a watertight container and place them in the refrigerator. The colder temperature keeps the chemicals inside the battery from reacting as usual. When you want to use the batteries, take them out of the fridge and give them time to return to normal room temperature. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In technology news, Norway allocates $23 million U.S. dollars for construction of a large wind turbine. The Norwegian-built Sway turbine will be 145 meters in diameter and generate 10 megawatts of electricity. It will float on the surface of the ocean to fully utilize stronger offshore wind gusts. After it has been assessed on land for 2 years, the turbine will be moved to the North Sea as part of a collaborative endeavor with companies from the private sector. Our sincere appreciation, Norway, for your support of green energy. May we enjoy such eco-friendly advancements coupled with the earth-saving vegan diet for a long-lasting and brilliant planetary future.
In animal news, a loyal canine is honored for saving lives. A Nature-Odd Labrador trio has been awarded the animal equivalent of the Victoria Cross. The People's Dispensary for Sick Animals, or PDSA Dickin Medal, at a ceremony in London, United Kingdom. The medal was granted by Her Royal Highness, Princess Alexandra, the Honourable Lady Ogilvie, in recognition of Trio's detection of dangerous explosives on two occasions while on duty. PDSA Chairman Mr. Michael Bolton said, PDSA is proud to honour Trio. He continued with his duties irrespective of the dangers that faced him, and in the process saved many, many lives. Retired from duty since August 2009, Trio now lives happily with the family of his previous partner, Sergeant Dave Hayhoe. Bravo, Trio, for your bravery, intelligence, and selflessness. Congratulations on your well-deserved award. With God's blessings, may you enjoy every day of your new and safe chapter of life with your loving family. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the former Prime Minister of South Korea advocates reducing meat consumption to lower greenhouse gas emissions. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more cheery news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, creative news for a newing world. In veg news, a South Korean pharmaceutical organization encourages a weekly veg day. The Oriental Medicine Pharmacist Association for a Healthy Society has initiated a once-a-week meat-free day campaign. At the inauguration ceremony, the group held a slide presentation to show how the organic plant-based diet benefits one's health, society, and planet. In addition, they also promote organic ingredients for Oriental medicines.
현대 들어와서 육류 소비가 굉장히 많이 늘었는데요. 이건 사실 고기만 안 먹어도 해결이 되는 거거든요.
식물성 섭취는, 즉 채식 섭취는 그런 고요하고 정적인 부분을 더욱더 강화시킨다라고 봅니다. 그래서 그 주 1회 채식의 어떤 요일을 선택을 해서 이렇게 먹는 방법은 굉장히 국민 건강에 좋은 방법이 아닐까 이렇게 사려듭니다. 그 성인병이나 알러지성 질환을 앓고 있는 분들, 또 암에 걸리신 분들의 얘기에서도 최고의 식요법이 된다고 볼 수 있지요. 저와 같이 채식만으로 이제 약을 지는 채식주의 한약국들이 좀 앞으로 늘어날 거라고 믿고 있고요.
Mr. Lee Hae-chan, former Prime Minister of South Korea, was in attendance for support.
이산화탄소 배출량만 주로 문제를 삼고 있거든요. 육류 소비량을 좀 줄여나갈 필요는 분명히 있는 거예요.
Following the program, one of our Korean Association members played an ocarina, an ancient wind instrument, during a video which delivered messages of environmental protection and vegetarianism. Afterwards, participants dined on a variety of vegan foods prepared by our association members. Our gratefulness, Oriental Medicine Pharmacists Association for a Healthy Society, for raising awareness about the importance of an animal-free diet for the well-being of individuals, communities, and our earth. Also, we extend our respectful thankfulness to former Prime Minister Mr. Lee Hae-chan for taking part in this important event. May all soon realize that the organic vegan lifestyle is a most sure remedy to save ourselves and our planet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. costs $93 billion US dollars each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Portuguese entitled Dentist Visit.
O menino foi levado ao dentista. Foi descoberto que ele tinha uma cavidade que teria de ser preenchida. O dentista perguntou, que tipo de massinha que você gostaria para esse dente? De chocolate, por favor, respondeu o jovem.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
My heart was so deeply touched today when I saw on Noteworthy News the relief team sent out by Supreme Master Chinghai visiting in India with all the terrible floods. I deeply pray that humans will turn to a compassionate way of living and heed Supreme Master Chinghai's advice to turn to a plant-based diet. I am so touched and relieved to see that our world has such a beautiful being serving all humanity, and then I feel comforted and loved. God, please hear my prayers, and may our entire planet convert immediately to an organic vegan diet to save all and our beautiful home, Mother Earth. Thank you, God, for Supreme Master Chinghai's love and wise guidance too. Mariana from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Beautiful soul Mariana, thank you so much for your heartfelt note. Supreme Master Chinghai's love for all beings is truly beyond words. We join you in praying that our brothers and sisters awaken in time to transition to the earth-saving, compassionate vegan diet. With heaven's immense blessings to you and your elevated South African co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith and love accompany you on life's sacred journey.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai visits with Chinese President Hu Jintao on the occasion of the 55th anniversary of bilateral relations, where the two leaders express appreciation for their country's long-standing friendship.
Switzerland's Federal Council approves a donation of $39 million US to the UN World Food Program for produce that will be purchased primarily from farmers within the recipient countries to boost local agriculture and sustenance at the same time.
Following 6 months of work together at the International Space Station, Russian cosmonaut Maxim Sureyev and U.S. astronaut Jeff Williams returned to Earth, landing successfully at the Russian Soyuz TMA-16 spacecraft in Kazakhstan.
Local governments, organizations, and individuals across China are donating water or funds to alleviate suffering in the drought-stricken provinces of Yunnan and Guizhou.
After finding more cheese samples containing the potentially lethal bacteria Listeria, Austria's Agency for Health and Nutrition Safety extends a recall to protect public health.
visiting the Marshall Islands, where a mobile medical team is providing specialized eye care to residents. Formosan, or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou, announces the donation of over $125,000 in medical supplies.
United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meets with President Felipe Calderon and other top Mexican officials for discussions of mutual security concerns and ways to improve lives for residents living near the country's shared border.
Russia donates more than 25,000 tons of wheat in humanitarian aid to Cuba, with a total shipment of 100,000 tons planned.
The U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee approves new legislation to provide healthier, reduced-cost or free lunches for low-income children through initiatives such as farm-to-school programs and planting school gardens.
Jordan's Hashemite Charity Organization delivers 145 tons of food aid per the request of His Majesty King Abdullah II to bring comfort to Palestinians living in Gaza.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.